Any other questions or comments? Yeah, Penny.
Yeah, I missed when you were explaining when he becomes like a thief in the night. Who is he? Who is he taking? When and where?
Well, most people take the thief as Jesus Christ coming to those who are unaware, and he's going to come as a thief in the night and take the church, the body of Christ, out of here. That's how most people interpret it. However, it doesn't match up with what we know if you read in the Old Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, this thief in the night is Christ. They got that right. So we'll give them some credit. And so they have the thief coming, and Christ tells Israel, you need to be ready. So otherwise, if you're not ready, he's going to come as a thief. So in other words, those who are not ready for Christ to come and set up his kingdom are the ones that he's going to, as a thief, break into their house and steal them away. Now, that's going to happen when the angels, the reaping angels, when Christ comes back, he's bringing angels with him. These angels are going to be the ones who come in and reap the tares first, tear them out, pull them out of the world, and put them into eternal damnation. So that thief in the night is coming to, and it was focused on Israel, is focused on those who are unbelieving. It has nothing to do with the church, the body of Christ. He's coming to steal them away. He's not stealing. He already owns believers. So when he comes back at the second coming, there'll be a group of believers who would be the remnant of Israel. He owns them, if you will. He's not stealing them as a thief. He's taking those that don't belong to him, in a sense, breaking into their house as a thief would do, tearing them out of this world and casting them into hell. It's completely different, at least the way I understand it, than what the world interprets the thief in the night. Ray.
Well, that's in 1 Thessalonians 5:4. But the brethren are not in darkness that the day should overtake you like a thief. But then just in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, it talks about how it's going to happen with us. And I think this is the confusion, because the thief thing is kind of sudden and surprising. And ours is going to be, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, mm-hmm. with the voice of the archangel and with trumpet of God, and the dead will rise in Christ first. Mm-hmm. So ours is kind of shockingly surprising too.
Right.
You know, so I can see where you can get that mixed up.
But they had to be, they were told, you be ready.
Yeah.
And it goes back to the 10 virgins, 5 had oil, 5 did not. 5 were ready, 5 were not.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is dividing Israel into two parts. There are those who are ready for his coming. In other words, they're going to be going through the tribulation. Many will buy into the Antichrist. They'll take the mark of the beast. They're going to go along. James talks about that tribulation time of the rich man. The rich man is condemned because he has taken the mark of the beast.
Easy way to figure that out is when Christ comes in the rapture, he's coming as a rescuer. He's going to rescue us. And when he comes for the thief of the night, he comes to steal.
Yes. Big difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just completely opposite. And even the words, if they think about it, a thief in the night, do we want someone coming as a thief in the night stealing?
That's negative.
It's very negative.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the church, the body of Christ. Carol.
Well, in 2 Peter, and we know that Peter is talking to Jewish believers, that's Luke Locker. And he says in 2 Peter 3:10, he identifies specifically the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. So there's the combination, and the day of the Lord is the wrath. And he goes on to describe it, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. So, I mean, it links that thief very clearly with that day and all of the elements that go on in it.
Now, many people then will take and combine all these things together into one big mess. And so the day of the Lord is the rapture. And as we are all a people of God who are as individual believers, they don't see a separate program for Israel. And so they combine all these things. The next thing that's coming will be the second coming and then the eternal kingdom set up right away. No millennial kingdom. And so it's very messy. Or very different, I should say, maybe, from what most of us would believe here. And we separate the two programs, the program between Israel and the church. Many people combine it all into one big conglomeration, and I think really confuse the issue, which is why they would read the end of chapter 4 in 1 Thessalonians and combine it with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 as being one broad event. And that's why they would say the thief in the night is for us. They would take a look at Matthew 24. Two in the field, one will be taken. Oh, that's the rapture. And even good dispensationalists will say that. And the Acts 2 dispensationalists, because they'll take, oh, that's got to be the rapture. He's taken. Well, it says in the days of Noah, and Noah, in the days of Noah, of course, it was the evil that was taken out. We see the angels coming in and reaping. They're reaping the tares first and pulling them out. Those who are the wheat, those who are believers are staying, and they're going into the barn or into the kingdom is how it the parable says the barn, and they mean into the kingdom. So,
you know where one says shout and the archangel comes for the tribulation, and then the other one is the thief in the night. That would be like the thief coming and ringing your doorbell. It's one or the other. You don't, the thief doesn't make an announcement, I'm here, watch out. Grab your stuff.
Yeah.
Children of the day, we're wide awake, we're waiting, we're looking, we're like moving on down the road. They're of the night, they're sound asleep, and they are not expecting the Word of God to be fulfilled. He is coming back to earth. So it's the differences of day and night.
And that's why Paul does talk about the day and night there. Yeah. Yeah.